Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
I will now start distributing the evaluation forms. Please take the time to write a thorough evaluation on this lecture. Your feedback is extremely important to us. I am constantly searching for ways to become more effective in what I do. So please answer honestly. It is completely anonymous. However, should you wish to write your name, you may do so. I am to leave the room while you are filling them out, so I've already asked June to collect all evaluations and return them to the administration office. Take all the time you need. Thank you.
71. What is the speaker passing out? Why are the results important to the speaker? 73. What is true of the situation? 74 through 76 refer to the following news report.
In the business world, Quest Communications said Tuesday that the U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating accounting issues that are also under scrutiny by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Quest previously acknowledged the Justice Department investigation, but said it didn't know the subject of the probe. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Quest make presentations similar to those that it made to the SEC.
74. What is true of this news report? 75. Who is to give a presentation? 76. What kind of problem is being reported? 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
May I have your attention, please? Flight 418 departing at 8:12 p.m. to Lima is overbooked. If you have an assigned seat on this flight and would be willing to give it up, please approach the ticket counter immediately. You will be scheduled to leave on tomorrow's flight departing at 9:27 a.m. As compensation for your generosity, we will pay for your overnight accommodation and give you a free round trip to anywhere in the U.S.
77. Why are people being asked to give up their seats? 78. What will someone who gives up a seat get? 79.
Look at the graphic. Which flight are people who give up their seat going to take?
80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
As the sole caregiver of my wife, a victim of Huntington's chorea disease, I am appalled by the president's resistance to full-fledged stem cell and therapeutic cloning research. Doctors say such cloning is the best chance for a cure of this horrible disease. That anyone would hinder or limit the research brings me to anger and tears. For the sake of my wife's life, and because the disease is genetic, the lives of our children and grandchildren, we must support stem cell and therapeutic research. Thank you for your time.
80. Who has Huntington's chorea disease? 81. What is the speaker's attitude toward the president's actions? 82. What is true of stem cell research? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Welcome to Doncaster Village. My name is Anne, and I am the main realtor here. Here at Doncaster, we have the best of all worlds. It has the feel of the country and the convenience of nearby schools, shopping, and places of worship. We offer hardwood floor and modern kitchens in your apartment or townhome, as well as great community benefits like tennis courts and a swimming pool. We offer a variety of floor plans ranging from one bedroom to three. Prices, of course, range accordingly. Now let's go over here and have a look at this two-bedroom townhome.
83. Who is the speaker addressing? What is true of Doncaster Village? 85.
Look at the graphic. Which of the features on the checklist is someone unlikely to get at Doncaster Village?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Now listen very carefully, because these steps will help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. We all hate those dead shrubs, so let's get rid of them. To do so properly, place a hose at the base of the dead plant. Allow the water to run slowly for several hours or as long as overnight. Then loop a length of chain or heavy webbing strap around the base of the dead plant. Tie a bowline knot to attach the chain or webbing strap to a long length of nylon rope. Attach the nylon rope to the towing ring on a car. Start the car and pull forward slowly until the slack has been removed from the line. Pull forward slowly. The roots will pull easily from the wet soil. Slow is the operative word here. Take your time and let the forward motion of the car take the load. Chip and compost the dead shrub after it has been pulled from the ground. And that's all it takes.
86. For what is a speaker giving instructions? 87. What is the first step? 88. How should you drive the car? 89-91 refer to the following talk.
Job fairs are extremely useful in that they afford you opportunities to speak with many employers at one time in one space. However, they are not for the shy or even the overly confident, for that matter. You need to make a good impression in person and look prepared. You're not necessarily learning about every opportunity in each organization. You are learning where the major hiring needs are. These are once-a-year events, so don't miss the ones you need. Along with fairs, I would also recommend looking at job listings online or in print. Of course, what is by far the most useful thing in job searching is good networking and knowing people in the desired field. Who you know doesn't necessarily outweigh what you know. However, it sure does play an important role.
89. Why are job fairs a good option? 90. What is the best way to obtain a job? 91.
Why does the speaker say, who you know doesn't necessarily outweigh what you know?
92-94 refer to the following news report.
The entire west side of Lexington has been deemed a disaster area and will remain so for at least another week. Over 10,000 families have been without power since Sunday evening when the storm hit. All vehicles, with the exception of those used for emergencies, are asked to stay off the roads. The flooding and the hail from the storm toppled trees and electric power lines. Emergency shelters have been set up throughout the city. Police are currently doing all in their power to transport residents to these shelters. The shelters are crowded and full of anxious individuals, but heat and food are available to all. If you are interested in helping in any way, please call the hotline at 1-800-342-8439.
92. For how long will West Lexington be deemed a disaster area? 93. What vehicle cannot be on the road? 94. What is true of the emergency shelters? 95-97 refer to the following talk.
Hollywood has now conquered the perfume world. They've all conquered movies, television, and have produced platinum albums, and they are joining forces with department stores to make us all smell a little bit better. Capturing all Hollywood themes, the stars are selling perfumes named Diamonds and Riches. When leafing through a perfume catalog, one might easily think they are reading their favorite tabloid.
95.
Who is producing the perfumes?
96. What is a common theme of the perfume names? 97. Where can people read about the perfumes they want to buy? 98-100 refer to the following advertisement.
It's amazing how powerful and useful the smallest products on the block can be. Namely, the new tarjeta recently put on the market by Mel. This smart card, a plastic rectangle that looks like a standard credit card, contains a microprocessor, which transforms it into a mini computer with impressive capabilities. A tarjeta can keep track of travel reservations and tickets, hotel reservations and information, debit and credit cards, as well as electronic money.
98. What is the tarjeta? 99. What transforms the card? 100.
Which of the following can the tarjeta hold?
98. That is the end of the test.